close this program now. And folks, I invite you to be with us again next Tuesday for Just Stuff. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Praise God about your mind. The world wants to control our minds, but God wants to transform, praise God, our mind. Amen. Some time ago, it's been a while, been a long time ago, when we did our first Bible studies, we talked about two verses of scripture. We're not going to go through them, because if I do this, I'll be here all day. One is found in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. The other one is found in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. I just mentioned those. If you wrote them down, you want to go back and read them. Go back and read them, because you're going to see Paul. I tell you, Paul will not say something to one church and say something different to the other church. And what Paul was just trying, I'll give you those scriptures again. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24, and Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. And all Paul is trying to tell both of those churches in there, praise God, is that don't give yourself back over to that old flesh stuff that you used to do. See, God wants to transform our minds. And this word transform in the text is the same word that Jesus used for transfigured, that was used in Matthew 17, chapter 17, verse 2. And it comes into our English language as the word metamorphosis. You see, which describes a change from within. What am I trying to say? You see, this world wants to change our minds. So it exerts pressure from the outside. Oh boy, let me hit it. I'm gonna take it home. Y'all said, now I'm gonna take it home to you. How many of y'all got Facebook? How many of y'all on social media? How many of y'all on the internet? All of that stuff. And it's good if you use it for what it's supposed to. But let me tell you something. The world is trying to change your mind through the stuff that you see. Social media, the stuff that you hear, through the music that you hear, praise God, they're trying to change it. And let me tell you something. I was just looking at something the other day. Everybody ever heard this new thing that they have called AI, artificial intelligence? Is anybody in here has an idea of how artificial intelligence is now sweeping, praise God, through our young folk?
Yes, sir.
I looked at a thing just the other day, and they were saying that a lot of our young men, let me look at all these young men. A lot of our young men, because through social media, they are using artificial intelligence. They got gals on there that look so good, that talk so good. And now you have young men who are not getting in a relationship with a normal human being. And y'all got to realize that artificial intelligence has not been out there that long. What you think is going to happen, praise God, as it continues to evolve. That's why it's so important, praise God, that preachers and pastors will stand in their pulpits. Talk to these young people to let them know the dangers that are out there. You out there talking to somebody that looked like, they lure you off to meet them somewhere. Next thing you know, somebody's missing.
Missing, that's right, man.
That's all a part of this world trying to change your mind. But the Bible says that your mind need to be transformed. And praise God, the Holy Spirit changes our minds from releasing power from within, not things that are external. Praise God, because you have the power and the Spirit of God resonating, living, praise God, on the inside of you. Praise God, I said that the world controls your thinking. Praise God, then that means that you are a conformer. When the world controls your thinking,
yes, sir,
then you are now a conformer. Uh-huh. But praise God, when the Holy Spirit,
yes, sir,
hallelujah,
yeah,
when the Holy Spirit, praise God, is controlling your thinking, uh-huh, you now become a transformer. And that's where we ought to be, where our minds are transformed. Praise God. Well, let me close with to give God our what? Body. Secondly, we ought to give God what? There's one more thing that this text tells us that we need to give over to God, and that we need to give God our will. The B clause in verse 2 says that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. You see, your mind controls your body, and your body, praise God, will control the things that you do. Amen. Let me make sure I say that right. Your mind controls your body. Your will controls your mind. Many people think that they can control their minds by a thing that's called willpower. Oh, I'm getting ready to take it home, y'all. There are some folk who think that they can control their minds by a thing called willpower. Oh, yeah, that's what happened to Paul in the 7th chapter of Rome. Praise God. In that 7th chapter of Romans, Paul was depending on his willpower, praise God, but found that his willpower was not enough. Somebody gonna say, well, Pastor, you got to show that to me. I don't mind. Praise God. You see, he writes at Romans chapter 7, verse 18. Look what he says. Praise God. He says, for I know that in me, parenthetically, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. For to will, in other words, my willpower, is present with me. Uh-huh. Oh, can I break it down for you? What he was saying, that I got a will to do what's right. Uh-huh. I got a will to go to the right.
Yeah.
I got willpower to go to the left.
Uh-huh.
Praise God, but don't you know that willpower fails us sometimes?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I've been there before, so I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There was a time when I was drinking my vodka and orange juice. Praise God, I would think that I would say to myself, oh, I can just leave this stuff alone. I can just leave this stuff alone. And you'll be surprised how many people who have tried to use their own willpower find themselves right back, praise God, where they previously was.
Yeah.
That's some who have tried to use willpower to stay out of the casino.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There have been some who tried to use willpower, praise God, to stay away from Sister Susie.
Yeah.
Our brother Johnny.
Yeah.
But only to find out that time willpower.
Uh-huh.
It's no longer strong enough.
Yes, sir. Fair.
Paul figured that thing out.
Yeah.
When he said that, praise God, for I know that's in me, in my flesh,
yes,
dwell no good thing.
Yes, sir.
He said, for to will, in other words, the willpower is with me, praise God, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. In other words, I'm going to try to use willpower to stop drinking.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try to use willpower to stop doping.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try to use willpower,
uh-huh,
praise God, to stop ripping and running around.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. There is nothing like, praise God, Holy Ghost power. Because Paul found out, praise God, it's all in the Bible. Because if you go from Romans chapter 7, verse 18, just keep on reading. And then you get down to Romans chapter 7, verse 24 and 25. Look what Paul had to wind up saying when he tried to depend upon willpower. Praise God, he come to the conclusion. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, praise God, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ,
yeah,
our Lord,
through him.
Praise God. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God.
Yeah.
But praise God, but with the flesh I served, praise God, the